Must be Scott.
Scott Astor.
Oh, Rich Sizer. Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Too. What's happening?
Yeah, come on in.
Who you got? Sharon Engel.
Yeah.
My pleasure. Nice to meet you.
No, it's my honor. You're thank you. You're, thank you for coming, Scott. Thanks for wanting to talk to
me. You're taller than I expected.
I never get that. You're a nice man.
Good, brother. What's happening?
Yeah. Chairman. Well, I know everybody's got things to go to. Scott's had the answer, and I know you've got something. First of all, thank you, everybody, for taking out of your time. The ultimate goal here is, Scott...
I left my phone in the car.
Yep, I just turned it off. Scott started his political party, Tea Party, because of, I think, desires to have a clean political party. He views both parties as very corrupted. And that was his idea, like, you know, to have the little guy have a chance, a shot at the political process. And in the process, he's paid a huge personal, financial, and public price. And anyway, as this thing is kind of coming to fruition, I grabbed Scott last Friday and I said, look, I said, why don't we try to bring something good out of this thing as this thing's kind of coming to an end. And let's see if we can't back Sharon. And so I made some phone calls to some people. And anyway, that's the idea here. Is to see if you guys can come together and work together for a common goal to do great things politically. Anyway, Scott, we'll turn it over to you and kind of express to them what you went through, what your needs are.
There's only two needs on my end that has nothing to do with money. It has everything to do with the Tea Party Express that's backed you has destroyed me in the press. And we need to get that resolved. And if that can be resolved, then we can get on board. Otherwise, we're prepared to get it on the next 30 days like no other.
You'd ask me something, and I'm not sure I can present to you legally. They're an independent expenditure. I have no communication with them. And the reason is because of
I understand it. I understand. I got it.
So I
got it.
Now anything I can deliver personally, I'm glad to.
I'm not looking for anything other than a public apology from people that have lied, from people that have distorted the truth, from people that paid money that took out a commercial. From people that gave you money, that came out directly after your win. And as you know, I supported you. I came out publicly on John Ralston's show. I said, I think Sharon Engel's a great lady. You're aware of that. I think that, obviously, things have changed since the election. I think you would agree that we've come off topic a little bit. I am no longer a I don't see a difference between a Republican and a Democrat.
I know you're not alone. you know, it's true. The Republicans have lost their standard. They've lost their principle. And really, that's what. Machinery in the Republican Party is fighting against things so strongly about. And we're trying to still pull some of that in. I think we're going to get a little bit of a hit this week from Dina Grant. She's going back there every week. And there's 150 of them now that they've decided to back her every week, which is actually, in some ways, it's a good thing. Because it's nice to get it out in the open finally that they're not truly, they have never really gone along with both Texas and that's government labor issues, and yet espouse those principles. And so it's kind of good that they're finally coming out and showing their colors. That's kind of good. It's not exactly great 18 days out of early to have this stuff happen, but you know what?
Well, I think there's going to be a lot more of it. I think you're probably prepared for a lot more of it. My position is really simple. I am a independent business guy. I have been, for the last year, verbally, physically threatened, had to hire private security, had people at my daughter's dance, have been followed, have had my phone tapped, etc., etc., etc. And listen, I'm a big boy, and I can handle that. The reality of my situation, I told Sid from the very beginning, was my biggest problem with Sharon was the fact that she, if you go back and check tape for the John Ralston show, when everybody was up there, when the Republicans threw up 12 people and split all the vote, it's not Scott Ashton that created this problem. It was the Republican Party. I said to John Ralston on his show, who do you like out of everybody? And I said, Sharon Engel. I felt, after you got elected, which I was happy that you got elected, after you got elected, you go through the process, you get groomed, you get told, last night is the perfect example of, I get called by a D.C. attorney that represented you against Harry Reid before, and, condescendingly talked to me like I was going to fold like a lawn chair because I get somebody that calls me like that. You heard the conversation. So this race for me is not about, this is about principle. This has come at a high price. I do not believe that the establishment that is supporting you and represents you is on the right course. That's my opinion. I know that you're politically, Richard, you've been politically involved. You're about as far this way as you can get, which is fine with me. Got no problem with that. The fact is that it's very difficult for me, being having somebody spend thousands of dollars taking out a commercial on your behalf, and then asking me to say, "Okay, Scott, don't worry about it." It's not a money thing for me.
Can I say this to you first?
Sure.
I'm really sorry about that. I didn't know that was going to happen to you.
It's not a problem. I deal with them every day.
Please take my...
Yeah, I accept that.
I don't know what to do about Chick-fil-A Express because I can't even talk to them until after the election. But I can get the apology after the election. I will go to them and I will talk to them about this. And if you want to, we can go together, and I think that would be great.
Well,
we need to know that when, and I think that you're right, because what has happened to me in this whole defamation of me by Harry Reid, I know that you got to experience that.
Sure.
Him. And it's hard on me. It's hard on me. Especially hard when you know it's not true. And that other people you hope other people aren't believing it. And it's probably more damaging to you because you are still in your earning years and people look at you different when they see that kind of stuff. And all you did was jump into an arena where you thought you could help. And now you're getting demonized for it and losing business over it and losing... The one thing that we value most, which is our business. And it's just the thing that happens sometimes to all of us, and I am truly sorry that it happened to you.
I understand, and I accept your apology. I got no problem with that.
Okay. I just wanted to get that out of the way because I do feel what you're saying, and I do understand what you're saying.
When you get attacked like I did, and they spend thousands of dollars in the course of trying to remove you from the ballot, trying to bypass the political system. We fought off every lawsuit and won, as you know. We have it's difficult for me to accept that. It's different. It has nothing to do with you at all.
I will do anything that I can personally for you to make this thing better. You know, that one thing that you said about the machinery that has endorsed me from the Republican side, they have no choice. It's me or Reed. I mean, that's what they got. And also, this is such a national race that if they don't play in it, they look like idiots. So really, we have them in the box. And
it's the same thing in Delaware.
Yeah, in some ways, it's exactly where we want that good old boy thing, is in the box, coming to us finally and saying, okay, we know we got to support you. The other thing is, and I said this to Richard yesterday, and you probably know this story, it's pretty well known, about David and Goliath, and how when David went to fight Goliath, Saul, the king, came out with his armor, and he threw all this big heavy armor on David and said, okay, you're ready to go, kid. He said, I can't do it this way. You got to let me get this armor off and pick up my sling. That's how I can defeat this guy, this with my slingshot. And that's exactly where I'm at right now, is trying to get them to leave me alone long enough to where I can get my sling and go after this guy. And they, you know, there's just these issues that you're talking about. You go like I do, on character and principle. And they've got this political machinery that they'd like you to wear out there. It isn't this time, and you've tapped into it. You're smart, right? You have tapped into the essence of America. And the essence of America is we are tired of politics as usual. We don't want to see the same old battered, heavy army. We want to see that guy with the character and integrity sling come out here and get rid of this government that has just been overburdening us. So you're exactly right. You're exactly right, Scott. And you're exactly right about what we've got going here. The only thing that's different between you and I is, I guess, that I was pragmatic enough to know, because of the other battles that I've been politically in, that third parties can't get traction. And so I said, all right, I'll work with, just show me what the rules are. I'll work with it. And the rules are, you got Democrats, you got Republicans. And so what I did was I set about bringing myself up within that Republican rank to where they have to support me. Because I'm only getting a 10. I'll tell you, there was no one more shocked than they were when I won that primary. When I went back to Washington, D.C., they were still mourning and groaning and weeping and gnashing teeth over Sue Loudon. And I said, you know, I am what you got. This is it. And I guess why I'm so excited about this evening, and I truly am so thankful that you reached out to me and said, oh, that was wonderful. It's because the goal here is still the same. You and I still have the same goal. We didn't get here the same direction. The same goal is to get here. And that's basically why I came, because I need you. And that's what I need. And that's why I'm willing. If you want, you know, we can go to Depart Express after the election, can't go now because we're in the expenditure. If you want an apology, it was a clear Mitchell.
Uh-huh.
If you want an apology from him.
I don't need it. I don't.
I don't know. You know, whatever.
I don't. Listen, my ego doesn't say Scott Ashton has to have an apology from Cleta Mitchell, because Cleta Mitchell's a nobody to me.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is, the Tea Party Express, Mark Williams, who continues to and the Republicans that are begrudgingly supporting you, Chuck Muth. Dan Burdish, who's suing me, Chuck Muth, who Dan Burdish ran the worst campaign in history with Sue Loudon. You know,
their involvement is all about themselves.
Of course. So I'm aware of it. My issue is, at what point does Scott Ashton? This race to me has never been about dollars and cents ever. This has taken a huge toll. My business flourishes because I know how to do business.
I mean, that's the engine that drives America.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah. So from that aspect, you know, that's not an issue for me. The real issue for me is that the fact that I said, and I know you got to go, Sid, because so do I, and so does Sharon, but. Is that I'm really offended, not by you, but by the people that endorsed you, that they came out with these commercials, lies, thought I was going to cave, thought all these things were going to happen, and our internal polls are showing 18-19%. We haven't even begun the campaign. So the personal issue for me, as you know, we've been friends for many years, is the fact that this group of individuals have assaulted me in a way that the only way to combat that is to ramp up my machine. And it's a big machine. And that's really where I'm at, you know. It's not about Sharon Engel. It's not about... I don't have the same heartfelt strings attached to the Republican Party, because I think they're corrupt, and I think the Democratic Party is corrupt. So for me to support a system that I believe is corrupt is counterproductive. I disagree with you in the fact that who would have thought that the Tea Party movement would have had the strength that it is today. I believe in it. I recognize that there has to be balance, and I believe in that third party. I think that that's what's going to keep everybody in check. Unlike independents that aren't planning on winning, unlike the whatever, I think that in Nevada, there is an opportunity to not go against your core principles, not join the system, and, as you said, take a stand. But how effective can you be with thieves? There's no honor among thieves.
Unless you
can't vote. Yeah, here's what way I look at it. I think you can accomplish what you want, Scott, if she wins. If she wins, you will have the ability to work with her, I think, on a pretty close basis to accomplish a lot more than you will on an individual basis. Now, if Harry Reid wins, nobody will shoot wins. And if ultimately, I think you guys can combine forces and work together I think ultimately what will happen is, I think she stands a very good chance for it. I really, like, I don't know if you saw the Wall Street Journal article on him yesterday, but they said he's the difference. And
we're pulling a lot higher than they're saying. The RJ's pretty right wing.
But you know, I believe that strongly because I know that as over the years, Sharon and I have talked. We've talked about the fact that those who have made it in the Republican Party in the hierarchy and not to be thrown out names, but even the likes of a Senator John Ensign never came back and helped us after we helped him. And the kind of groups, I mean, the organizations that I've run,
you have somebody with a silver spoon that's a philanderer that doesn't represent the ideas that you represent, and how do you get by? So how do you get behind somebody like that?
So our discussion has been that we know that with Sharon, we will have the ability. I mean, these guys go—they go to Washington and they build their power bases, and then they have their fundraisers, and they raise money for groups all over the country, but not for the right ones. And I know that Sharon will do that for us, do it for the right people here, and that's your kind of movement. So how do we blend this thing to make it happen that we get someone like Sharon in Washington that will actually be working in that?
It can be effective.
And can be effective. I with a combination of those who will probably be going with her, and a few guys that are fighting it. I mean, Jim DeMint's taking it pretty good. And the establishment's really been on his tail for some of the things.
Listen, there's no question that whether it's Republican or Democrat, they're all thieves. Since 01.
Yeah.
Since 01, you can just switch the hat around.
Yeah.
So.
It's really been since 1990.
Yeah, I mean, it's been forever.
Yeah.
So, the reality, Richard, is this. The reality is, how do you effectuate change in making a statement?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in converting to a corrupt party is the right answer. Now, Sharon said that she found no other course.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, I mean,
I decided that we needed to work from within.
Right.
And we have. We've actually taken over the Washoe County Republican Party. It's ours now. And I am putting money into the Washoe County Republican Party, into their grassroots effort, because it's Tea Party guys. Carson City, same thing as that. Here in Clark County, we've been watching them fight.
It's been churning. It's been churning.
You know, if you know Frank Ricotta, then you know that Clark County just made a major flip. And the flip is...
Do you believe in Frank Ricotta?
I believe that the folks that are with Frank Ricotta, I've known them. I know them. They're our guys. They're Tea Party guys. When I go to these tea parties, it's an amazing thing that I see.
Do you think that Bob and Frank didn't understand what was going on?
I think they probably did. But here's
that's the judgment issue that I'm talking about, Sharon.
The issue that I'm saying is that we're making some headway within the party, and we're taking it back. When I go to Washington, I don't think it is.
Yeah, it's tight. It's a joke.
Yeah, well, it's not really a joke with him, though.
Yeah.
You're a woman. It's not really a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch myself very carefully as a woman in politics because, it just is what it is. But I guess what I'm saying to you is that I believe you. I believe that you can do some real harm. Not to carry you, and I'm not sure that you can win. And I'm not sure that I can win if you're running against me.
It's got to keep back her.
And that's the part that's scary to me, is that
you have to understand.
You and I come from the same place.
You have to understand something that's not personal with you, and I hope that you understand.
Well, everybody says it's not personal, but then Harry Reid wins, right? You know.
But I'm saying to you, it's not personal. I supported you in the beginning. I don't support the Republican Party.
If you put her in office, though, Scott, if you can be the reason she gets in office, she can assist the political movement here, the Tea Party. She can assist it, and you will have avenues that you will have no access to.
I'm not interested in political, as you know. The salary is going to Opportunity Village in St. Jude's.
Right.
The term is one time.
Yeah.
This is not for me. This beating that I've taken is not a fun process. But the process is such that, and I understand that the normal individual probably wouldn't be able to do it. I got that, you know. But understand the harassment, and even today, even last night, even the death threats over the phone from constituents, not from Democratic constituents, because they're probably happy that I'm in the race, is such that it's very difficult to get behind people that think like that. So I'm not...
No, I understand, but don't view her...
I'm not.
Don't view her as that establishment.
No, I'm not.
View her, back her because of who she is. Not because of the Republican affiliation or anything. Back her because you believe that she represents what you represent. And that what you represent is going to go to Washington. And you'll have some access to that. I mean, I think for you, and as far as what you ultimately want to accomplish politically for the Tea Party, this is the ultimate opportunity for you. I think it's the ultimate opportunity for you if she can.
Sure.
Ultimately, what you got to decide, and I guess this is kind of the moment of truth here, because if we're going to move forward, we got to get up the front quickly. If you can back her as a person.
I like her as a person.
I really like her.
I like her as a person.
I've never met her before.
I feel her as a person.
Absolutely.
So there's no question about that. The problem is, what's being asked is, is to relate
throw your support behind her. That's what it's
to the Republican Party.
No, don't view it that way. View it her. You're throwing your support behind the Republican Party, because in the future, the Republican Party, there is going to be a hybridization of these candidates between Republicans and Tea Party. And there's going to be this constant give and take as to the level of politics that comes out of there. But view your support her personally, not the Republican Party. And she represents God, what we believe. She represents ultimately what we want to accomplish. And hopefully she won't get back there and get sucked into the corruption. But
I don't believe that that's going to take place. What I do believe is that you can't avoid it. You can't make a difference. I think that the difference has to come from outside of the Republican or Democratic Party.
I agree, but right now we've got like a month to decide. Ultimately, is Harry Reid going to go back to the machine or stays the same? No, the change might be incremental, but it will be some change. Harry Reid will be gone. This guy who tries to sneak in, don't ask, don't tell, in order to get him, will be gone. And you'll be the difference, is the point. You will be the difference in doing this. And ultimately, it's not you going back to D.C., and you know what? You and I wish it was. But guess what? It'll be her, and that's not a bad second. And you will have some access to her, and she will be able to help you in the Tea Party movement here in this state. She will be able to assist you.
And ultimately, from a political, if you do it from a long-term political goal, which is what you're trying to do here, she will do so much more for you than if neither one of you wins. I mean, you will at least obtain something good out of your suffering for the last year. And so, ultimately, you have to decide, okay, am I going to do battle for another 35 days, pull 15-20%, and, you know, whatever she pulls, and then Hillary goes back to her, nothing's been gained. Lots of money, you're suffering, you gain nothing from your suffering. But ultimately, if she wins, you get something from your suffering. First of all, you support the person who's come back to her. You have access to her. She aids you in your goal, because her goals are really your goals. There's not a lot of difference there. And so, if you can support her as an individual, not as a party, but as an individual, say, okay, you're Cheryl, I'll tell you what, I'm with you, let's go. And view it like you are running yourself.
What do you see happening, Sharon, if that happens? How do you see that happening?
How do I see it?
How does that unfold to give Scott Ashton credibility?
Let me talk to you from my perspective right now. I've never said that I was the Republican. They've always said, who are they? The Republicans. They don't want me back there any more than you do, any more than their parents. They don't want me there because they know that I can shake this mess apart. I shook it up in Carson City. They hated me down there. They hate that. That was not, 41 to Angle was not a compliment. That was them hating who I am. And when I go back, there may be five or six of us thinking, maybe Joe Miller is really real. Mike Lee, I think, is real. Ken Buck, I think, is real. I think that Christine Dong is real.
She isn't a champ.
Well, but I think she's real. I think that possibly Marco Rubio is real. That's a stretch for me. But what I'm saying is that the people are real. And they're backing these folks all across the nation. That's what they have decided, that they're going to back us. And that's what we've got. We've got the power now of a political machinery that they've never seen the likes of. That thing gives me some juice. And that gives me juice to help those who help me. And that's really all I can offer to you, is whatever juice I have, you have as well. You want to see the myth? I have juice with the myth. I go to Washington, D.C. now, and I say, I want to see Jim DeMint. He's right there for me. I say, I want to see Tom Coburn. He's right there for me.
She will help.
She's just amazing to me.
I can make the same call.
That these guys are like.
I mean, she can assist you.
Yeah, but I can make the same call.
Well, the problem.
That's not an issue for me. My issue is I've been attacked, and I need to be vindicated in the sense that the situation is such that I need my name cleared.
Is it possible for us to do that? And how do we do that?
Yeah, I've got a 7:15 at Delfrisco's, actually.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Ultimately, I'm just going to bring this down in real clear terms. Are you able to support her?
I need to sleep on it. Okay. I need to think about it.
Okay. Ultimately, this is the way I look at it. If Scott can support you.
I like Sharon as a person.
Yeah, you do. I've never met her.
I like her as a person. I've always liked her as a person. There's no question about that. We are like-minded in our conservative values.
Yeah.
The problem I have is with the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. And
I understand, but I've had that same problem.
And you're not supporting the Republican Party.
But,
you're that way. You're supporting
but I need your help to defeat the enemy. I can't do this.
Scott, you will come out so positive on this deal if she can win. It will be so politically, it will make what you want to do life years faster. It really will.
Let's sleep on it. Okay. We have a friend in a common friend in. I'm going to tell you a funny story, and then I got to go. Christelle Atwood, her mother is a friend of yours. Ray.
Yeah. Ray Cornelius?
Yeah.
I'm meeting with Ray every Wednesday night with Jenny Hart.
Yeah. Christelle Curtis has been a friend of mine for almost as long as you have. And so her son just got back from a mission a month ago. And listen, she's a hardcore Sharon Angle fan. And, I don't know. She goes, so my wife goes over there, dropped off the emblem for the kid and all that. Because they've all wrestled for me throughout the years. And the Atwoods are awesome people. Talk about great people, awesome people. She goes, you better not bring that Scott Ashton over here. And Christelle goes, he can come over here anytime he wants.
Okay.
That's how passionate she is about you. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it's a compliment.
Sure, I want you to know I never made it, but I like you. I like you, and I will do everything with my car to help you. Let Scott think about it.
And I need to think about it from not only a business standpoint, from a legal standpoint. I'm getting sued left and right. I've got all kinds of issues going on right now. And I asked Sid for two things. One was the and I need the lawsuits to go away. It has nothing to do with.
I think the lawsuits
will
be gone.
We're over them anyway. They sent boys to do men jobs. But
okay, Scott, can Sharon call you tomorrow?
Yeah, she can call me. Okay. She has my cell.
What time do you want her to call you?
You have my cell. You can give it to her anytime.
Okay.
Why don't you give me, I've got to meet with my attorney in the morning. I've got guys in from San Diego, as you know, for my business thing that I'm taking to dinner tonight. And I'm leaving for Colorado and New Mexico Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for the Bulldog game up there.
Right.
So. Hey,
Sharon, will you call him tomorrow? Okay, now, from a standpoint of ultimately, the only way to really win this thing is Scott is going to have to talk about showing what ultimately do, because there's literally a whole percentage of people.
I don't know that that's possible.
It is.
Yeah.
It is possible. I actually have a mechanism online to do it. And so if tomorrow,
I'll meet with the attorney. I don't think it's possible, but we'll definitely.
I'll fire an email and actually show you the mechanism. Actually, have the mechanism of what exactly has to happen. It has to happen fairly quickly, I guess. And it's got to happen by Friday. But why don't you guys talk tomorrow? If Scott sees a way for her to do this, then give me a call. I'll get you Scott's cell number, and give me a call, and I will start to do what we have to do.
I can start about 5 a.m. and I try to clear up stuff by 10, 11 o'clock. Sometime afternoon. Yeah.
Okay, thanks everybody.
Yeah. Thank you, Sharon.
Oh, good.
Nice to meet you.
For sure.
My pleasure.
Nice to see you again.
Yeah.